smoking no schools anymore. All that they'll remember is that prison. They won't need no schools anymore. All that they'll remember is that prison. Cause today, all that there will be.
On Border Crossings from Uganda, and Uganda is listening in Ghana to 98.1 FM. I know we've got a lot of folks in Ghana tuning in every day, and also in Ethiopia and Uganda, Sierra Leone, Rwanda, Ethiopia, you name it. The list goes on and on and on. And, of course, a lot of people in Asia are tuned in, the Middle East and Kuwait, and thank you so much, everybody around the world. We've also got people in Australia listening, in the Caribbean listening, in different parts of Europe. So we're very lucky. You know, this is, I feel very fortunate every day I come to work. I get to do this job. I get to play these songs and, keep you company and hopefully entertained a little bit along the way. And coming up next, we've got a request for Rihanna, who certainly entertained us for a while. She just celebrated, her 10th anniversary in, the music business. And, in such a short amount of time, in only 10 years, Rihanna has already beaten Michael Jackson for the most top 10 hits on the Billboard charts. She's got 30. Michael Jackson had 29. Her new song, Love on the Brain, which we're about to play for you, is at number 8. It may have moved up. Ray has the insight. He'll come in just about 5 minutes or so and tell us about that. But Rihanna did it in 10 years. It took Madonna 12 years to do the same thing. So that's very, very impressive. There is talk now about a Anti 2 album. Her last album a couple years ago was called Anti. She was on tour and had all these hits, including Love on the Brain. But now there's talk of an Anti 2 coming out. And, of course, she's also filming Ocean's 8 and appearing on a TV show called Bates Motel. So Rihanna is very, very busy. Last week, she turned 29, and her ex-boyfriend Drake said happy birthday to her on stage in Europe when he was on tour and said, called her my girl. I want to say happy birthday to my girl, Rihanna. So happy birthday a little late. Here is the Rihanna song that is now in the top 10. This is a request from Alvis Peterson. Alvis is in Uganda listening to Border Crossings and says, send it to Marinho, Telly, Santos, and Betty. This is called Love on the Brain here on Border Crossings.
What you want from me? And try to buy your pretty heart the price too high. Baby, you got me like gold. You love when I fall apart. So you can put me together and throw me against the wall. Baby, you got me like gold. Don't you stop loving me, don't quit loving me, just stop loving me. Oh, and babe, I'm fist fine with fire, just to get close to you, could we burn something today? And I'll run for miles, just to get a taste. Just to get close to you, could we burn someday? And I'll run for miles just to get a taste.
Border Crossings with Larry London on VOA 1.
Outside, another yellow moon has punched a hole in the nighttime mist. I climb to the window and down to the street. I'm shining like a new dime. The downtown trains are full. Try so hard to break out of their little world. You wave your hand and they scatter like crows. They have nothing that'll ever capture your heart. They're just thorns without the rose. Be careful, I've been in the dark. Or if I was the one you chose to be your only one. Oh, baby, can't you hear me now? Can't you hear me now? pockets. I stand by the light of the four-way. Watch them as they fall. They're having their heart attacks. They stay at the carnival, but they'll never win your fight. When I see you tonight on a downtown train, every night is just the same. You leave me lonely when I see you tonight.
Crossings, it's Rod the Mod Stewart, who turned 72 in January, and Rod was off to a concert at the O2 Arena recently, and he was going with his wife Penny, and traffic was so bad in London that he said, forget the limo, we are going to take the tube, we're going in the subway. So he put on a disguise. He put on a hat, sunglasses, a mustache and a beard. Because Rod Stewart is, he's pretty hard to miss.
People recognize him.
If he's not in a costume. So he had to put a costume on to ride in the tube, which is the subway in England. This is Border Crossings.
The rest of the peasants.
Thank you very much, Habtamu Desta in Ethiopia, for requesting that Rod Stewart song, which is a Downtown Train here on Border Crossings. Gino checked in from Kuwait, listening on 96.9 FM. Ray McDonald's in, and it's Chart Chat, and we welcome you to our studios.
Thank you, Larry. Thank you, everybody. I've got two big hits from two big hit artists. I mean, both of these artists, everything they put out becomes a hit. I mean, they're golden, and they both receive big Grammy bounces this week because they both performed on the Grammys, and people loved them, and so here they are climbing the charts. And the first one is Katy Perry, who enters at number 4 with Chained to the Rhythm. She's our hotshot debut artist, and we'll crunch a few numbers for Katy after Chained to the Rhythm.
Are you lonely? Up there. is my desire. Break down the walls to connect, inspire. Eh, up in your high place, liars. Time is ticking for the empire. The truth they feed is feeble, as so many times before. The greed of all the people. They stumble and they fumble and we about to riot. They woke up, they woke up, the lions.
I like that. Katy Perry, Chained to the Rhythm, entering at number 4 on this week's Hot 100, and this is Katy's 14th top 10 single. It's the third best Hot 100 entry she's ever had. And I'm doing this off the top of my head because I just got in the studio before this song. California Girls with Snoop Dogg hit number 2 in 2010. And then in 2012, I think Teenage Dream hit number 1. So it's a very good starting point for Katy, who performed this at the Grammy Awards on February 12th. And it's actually a duet because the rap came courtesy of Skip Marley, who is the grandson of the great Bob Marley. And he is the first Marley family member to earn a place in the Billboard Top 20. So, strong single from Katy Perry. And, of course, her new album's coming out.
Mm-hmm. And she's celebrating. This is also her 10th anniversary in music. And so, you know, since she put out her pop album, of course, she put out a gospel album before that. But
Right. As Katy Hudson, she put out a gospel album in 2002. Mm-hmm. And then she spent time, you know, kicking around the music industry, trying to earn a break. And in 2007, she came out with I Kissed a Girl. And what was her first name? The album, One of the Boys?
Something like that.
And that, you know, she took off. And
she was no stopping her.
No stopping her after that.
When I listen to the song Chained to the Rhythm, I think of, you know, Carmen Miranda or somebody with a big fruit bowl on their head doing a big giant salsa line.
That's Katy's thing.
Yes, that's what she does.
And we were talking about her staging is very colorful. And you might remember a couple of years ago at the Super Bowl when Katy did her halftime show, she had two dancing sharks. And the shark on the left kind of decided, well, I'm just going to do whatever I want. And so the shark on the right, you know, he was doing his choreography, and left shark was just kind of flipping his flippers, and he became this great internet meme. And Katy had a left shark moment at the Brit Awards last week, where she had dancing houses on stage, people dressed up as houses on stage with her. And it was a small stage, and there were a lot of houses, and one of the poor, unfortunately, fortunate houses fell off the stage.
Yes. Oh, well, that's what you call housing development.
Housing destruction. So I feel bad for her dancing house.
Mm. But Katy won't suffer at all from that. I mean, she's hot, and I'm waiting for the new album to come out. That's going to be exciting.
New album's coming out, and she publicized it a few weeks ago by putting jewel disco balls at various locations, I think around the world.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And people could find it and plug into it, and it would play Chained to the Rhythm.
Mm-hmm. So I found one underneath my seat on the Metro, by the way, one of those disco balls.
And you had to move aside, you know, the Coke bottles.
I moved all the Coke and newspapers, and I grabbed my disco ball.
I could think of a few.
Moving right along.
We go to number 7, where we encounter Bruno Mars, who takes a big jump this week with his latest, That's What I Like. And, you know, Bruno is in full groove mode with 24 Karat Magic. He's plumbing the nostalgia market. And Bruno, to me, is kind of a nostalgic artist because he's an old-time entertainer. And that was on full display at the Grammy Awards. And we'll take another look at Bruno Mars after That's What I Like.
Hey, hey, hey. I got a condo in Manhattan. Baby girl, what's happening? You and your f***ing ride it. So gonna get to clapping. Go pop a phone, pop, pop.
top it for me. Turn around and drop it for a plan. Drop it for me. I'll rent some beach house in Miami. Wake up with no jammies. Lobster tail for dinner. Coolio served that scampi. You got it if you want it. Got it if you want it. Said you got it if you want it. Take my wallet if you want it now. Jump in the Cadillac.
Girl, let's put some miles on it.
Anything you want,
just to put a smile on it.
You deserve it, baby, you deserve it all. And I'm gonna give it to you.
Gold jewelry shining so bright. Strawberry champagne on ice.
Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like.
Set by the fire tonight. Silk sheets and diamonds all white.
Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like. I'm talking trips to Puerto Rico. Say the word and we go. You can be my flica. Girl, I'll be a flico, mama. A promise that I can't keep. I promise that your smile ain't gonna never be. Shopping sprees in Paris. Everything 24 carats. Take a look in that mirror. Now tell me who's the fairest. Is it you?
Is it you?
Is it me?
Is it me?
Say it's us.
Say it's us.
And I'll agree, baby. Jump in the Cadillac.
Girl, let's put some miles on it.
Anything you want.
Just to put a smile on it.
You deserve it, baby. You deserve it all. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like.
Set by the fire at night. Silk sheets and diamonds all white.
Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like. You say you want a good time. But here I am, baby. Here I am, baby.
Talk to me,
yeah.
That's what I like. Well, I like Bruno Mars, and a lot of people do too, because he enters the top 20 this week at number 7 with That's What I Like from 24 Karat Magic, and he got a big Grammy bounce because of not one but two performances on Grammy night. He did this song, and he broke down, got the audience engaged with him, and the guy's such a great showman. And then, of course, he did that fantastic Prince tribute where he played guitar, he sang. He reminds me of Jackie Wilson. He's like an old-time 1950s or 60s R&B entertainer. He loves to put on a show, and people respond to that.
Well, of course, he was largely influenced by Elvis himself.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he was an Elvis impersonator when he was a little boy.
I love everything he does, and I know he's going out on tour soon.
That's right.
So thank you, Ray, for Chart Chat.
You got it, Larry.
Always a pleasure to have you in here on a Tuesday and tell us what's going on with the charts. I'm Larry London. Thank you for listening to Border Crossings today. Thanks to Wagner, our engineer, Vince, our director. And we shall return tomorrow with more requests and dedications at 1500 Universal. This is Border Crossings on the VOA1 Music Network.